USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Citing the need to debate the financial impacts from the bill, Senator Rand Paul has objected to fast-tracking the measure to provide health care to September 11th attack first responders who became sick after working at Ground Zero in New York. The Kentucky Republican stopping Democrats from unanimously passing the bill on a voice vote yesterday. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says not to worry, it will eventually pass after the debate is over.
We're going to pass the 9/11 emergency bill, deal with this tragedy, and we will do that, and we will do it shortly.
Forecasters say there's a dangerous heat wave over two-thirds of the U.S. that will stretch through this weekend. Millions will swelter as temperatures top 100 degrees from the Midwest to the East Coast. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
The acting Homeland Security chief giving a grave warning about the crisis at the southern border as Kevin McAleenan says the U.S. is facing an unprecedented crisis, telling a congressional panel the numbers of migrants trying to enter the U.S. have been staggering, leading to that humanitarian crisis at the border. The Pentagon says an additional 2,100 troops will be heading to the border to support President Trump's immigration crackdown. As NASA's marking 50 years since the historic first moon landing in 1969, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the nation's focused on even bigger space achievements.
So here's the thing. I'm the first NASA administrator in history who was not alive the last time we landed on the moon.
Oh, my goodness.
What we have to make sure we do is we have stunning achievements to inspire the next generation. And President Trump has put out very clearly that he wants to put an American flag on Mars.
USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
He still has a long list of accusers, both in the U.S. and Britain, but one high-profile sexual misconduct case against actor Kevin Spacey is dead.
They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true and that I got what I deserved.
That's Spacey in a video he posted shortly after this case began a year ago, in which an 18-year-old Massachusetts man accused him of groping him at a Nantucket bar in 2016. Prosecutors said Wednesday the accuser is no longer willing to testify against him. The case against Spacey began to break down when the alleged victim's cell phone, considered key evidence in the case, supposedly went missing.
But you wouldn't believe the worst without evidence, would you?
Spacey still has a long road ahead of him, though, given the number of allegations and accusers that stretch back more than two decades. This afternoon, House Democrats expect to bring a bill to the House floor that would raise the federal minimum wage to $15 if it passed, which is unlikely. And even if it passes in the House, it will not pass in the Senate. The legislation would increase the national minimum pay rate per hour over the course of the next 5 years. Republicans say it would cause millions of people to lose their jobs and small businesses would suffer. And Beatles legend Paul McCartney is writing a stage musical based on the movie It's a Wonderful Life. Producers aiming to launch the show in late 2020. It's a Wonderful Life, a 1946 film. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.